Okay, so we're here with Christopher Peace. And Christopher, we're going to be talking about the Reclaim the Commons mobilization, and we're going to be talking about the Day of Racial Justice and greening up of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it.
So the Day of Racial Justice is June 7th. What we're doing is we are connecting the dots between racism here in America and how people in the California Youth Authority prison are being tortured just like they are in Iraq. And the system that's put in place here in California in the United States is being exported to Iraq. And so we're showing that it's not really a shock that there are tortures going on here in America as well. What we're going to do is we are starting at 10 a.m. We'll be at the San Francisco Federal Building. That's at 450 Golden Gate Avenue, and we are going to start there, and then we'll have a march going to the State Building, which is at Van Ness and McAllister. And we're having folks who have endorsed this, Van Jones from the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Direct Action to Stop the War, is also backing this up, Books Not Bars, and quite a few others. So it's going to be really connecting the dots between the system. You know, like I said before, the prison systems here in California, along with Iraq, as well as the G8 and those types of institutions that are the driving force behind these systems.
How about the biotech industry? How does that relate to racial justice in the Bay Area?
One of the things that stand out for me is that the biotech industry itself, they're attempting to take over the global food supply. And how that looks is they're causing farmers to become dependent upon the seeds from the biotech industry. Those type of seeds are called terminator seeds, where a farmer grows a crop from a biotech industry and the seeds from that crop are sterile and can't be used the following year. So that particular farmer has to purchase a whole new batch of seeds the next year. And so that causes food dependency upon these industries, whereas for thousands of years, farmers have been saving their own seeds and selecting the best plants and the best seeds from those plants to grow the next year. So here in California, those biotech crops are being dumped on the fast food industry and folks that really can't afford organic. Right now, organic produce is more expensive than conventional produce due to government subsidies with these giant agri-businesses. So it affects disproportionately people of color and people of low income.
Yeah, those are really good examples. Are those examples that will be brought out during the Days of Racial Justice? Because it seems like it will be hard to focus on closing the California Youth Authority down, as well as making these connections to third world farmers.
Right. So since this is a week-long mobilization, we will be touching on various aspects of the biotech industry, as well as the whole globalization movement itself, and what the G8 are attempting to do is put in, you know, an infrastructure around the world to control certain countries. So we have literally countries that are put into indentured servitude for the global north. So that'll include countries from Latin America, Asia, where they will just be working for us, basically. So how we're connecting that together is that biotech is just one arm of this large agenda that's being put together.
Well, first of all, which communities are you specifically working with in the Bay Area?
We are working with folks in Hunters Point, Bayview Hunters Point. We're working with folks in many neighborhoods around San Francisco. There's also a group that are working with us. They are doing a biotechnology world cafe. And what they're attempting to do is to get a diverse spectrum of voices to have direct democracy in allowing or having a discourse on how biotech may affect San Franciscans as a whole. So they're really tapping into folks from various communities. various income groups and cultural backgrounds so that they can come together and really have a deep dialogue. So that's just what's happening in San Francisco. There are also things happening in the greater Bay Area as well. And we do have a calendar of events on our website that shows what's going on, and people can actually post to our website if they have an event happening in their community.
And what, why don't you give the website address out?
The website is www.reclaimthecommons.net.
And how would somebody could just go there and add their own event at the housing board?
Exactly. We have a housing board as well for folks coming in from out of town. You can check the housing board to see what spaces are available if you don't have any place to stay in San Francisco or the Bay Area, as well as if you do live in San Francisco or in the immediate vicinity. We're encouraging people to open up their homes and their backyards and their spaces for other folks that are pouring into the city. So if you do have a place, you know, a floor or a couch or futon, feel free to post your space on our housing board as well.
How about a phone number? Has one been given out yet where folks can call?
Yes, we do have a hotline and information number. It's toll-free. It's 877-806-2871.
Thank you for that number.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get a little bit back into the Bay and into the soil. What are we going to be doing as far as gardening in these communities?
Okay. The things that there are going to be quite a few various autonomous gardening, guerrilla gardening actions, and some of those include going into neighborhoods to bioremediate, which means neighborhoods that might be environmentally toxic due to a big power plant or factories or just neighborhood degradation. We're going to remediate the soil, like take the toxins out of soil by using organic matter, vermicompost brews, which brings back the natural bacteria and microorganisms that are in the soil that's been lost through toxics. And so we're really bringing health and vigor back to communities that have been historically dumped on and disenfranchised by kind of the polluting industries.
Okay, I have a few questions about that.
Sure.
Is it legal? Is it safe? And do we need to bring our own gardening supplies?
Okay, so there are a few legal options where you can plug in to folks that will be doing community gardening. And again, those are all posted on our calendar of events. There is one that I know of in the Bayview Hunters Point, where some land was donated, and what we're going to do there is plant redwood trees. And those redwood trees symbolize all of those folks in the neighborhood who have been killed by police brutality or violence in the neighborhood. And that will be going on during that week as well. If you want to know more about that, I encourage you to go to the website and look at our calendar of events.
Is bioremediation something that we can safely do?
Yes, bioremediation has actually, it's natural and it's been around since, it's actually a part of life itself, part of the ecosystem. So what we as human beings are doing is we're just tapping into the natural ecological cycle of what life would naturally do, which means that in nature there's no such thing as waste. So a waste product is food and energy for another kind of organism. So we're tapping into that idea where there's no waste, and something that might be considered waste to us, we find a link to where that waste can be reconverted into energy and into a natural system. So bioremediation means taking that toxicity and converting it back to a vital life force, so to speak, using nature itself, using living organisms. And in this case, it might be fungus and bacteria and just the natural microorganisms that live in the soil.
I was wondering if there was going to be any community events that involved music or dancing, things like that.
There will be. we at the really, really free market, which you, I think you've spoken about, or we've had people speak about on your show in the past, there are some bands playing, and there are spoken word events happening there. And again, this really, really free market is completely free. There's no currency exchange allowed or involved. So that is going on. I think you know which day, but I'll say that one more time for your listeners. Sunday, June 6th at 2 p.m. in Union Square in San Francisco.
Is that a permitted event?
That is a permitted event. So we're encouraging people to bring their families, bring friends. It's going to be a very festive occasion. If you have services to share with others, bring your services. If you have things to share and offer, you can bring those things as well. Examples include plants and the things that you have abundance of. We'll be having a wellness center within the Convergent space, and the wellness center will have massage and Reiki and possibly acupuncture. We'll have organic teas, and it's just a really good place to just decompress and chill out. Also, we're really encouraging folks to participate with the mobilization that's happening. And so instead of calling it just a convergent space, we want to reframe it and call it a welcome center, because we really want to welcome folks to this place.
Do you know if there will be an art space within the welcoming center? I ask because I got donated a bunch of paint supplies.
There probably will be an art, a place to do art for banner making, placarding. Also, on Wednesday, we will be moving into our welcome center, and we're going to decorate it all up. We want to make it as inviting as we can, so we're going to put plants and trees and just making it really a beautified space. So I'm really guessing that if you do have art, we can put those on the walls or find places to have those as well.
I'm looking at the calendar on reclaimthecommons.net, and it says that there's Safeway Workers Solidarity Actions on June 7th. Are you familiar with that?
I am somewhat familiar with that. Is as probably your listeners know, in Southern California, there was a strike that went quite a few months, and they ended up kind of cutting a deal, but still the Safeway workers have lost a lot of their benefits. So what we're trying to do is we're just showing that this industrialization of our food system itself affects workers' rights as well.
And there's a bunch of film festivals that seem to be going on in this week of the mobilization, or at least
There are quite a few various documentaries coming out. There is a documentary that's having its U.S. premiere at the Castro Theater. It's called The Corporation, and it really speaks to corporate power and how a corporation is perceived. A quick anecdote, they have this FBI profiler, a retired profiler, and he looks at the corporate entity as he would a psychopath and or somebody that he's trying to look for in the FBI. And he sees corporations as psychologically being sociopathic. So that's kind of an interesting aspect. And it's got folks like Noam Chomsky and Naomi Klein involved with that as well. And again, it's premiering on June 4th at the Castro Theater in San Francisco.
And then I'm looking, there's also a film festival over, let's see, with We Are Traffic, Greening of Cuba, Global Banquet.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about the documentary or film festival either, but there are quite a few showings going on, and we encourage people to go to as many as they can. Part of this mobilization is all about plugging into different things, just educating yourself and learning about what's happening in the world and here in California.
I wanted to raise a concern I had with the food fight that's taking place. It seems like we're setting ourselves up for just bad media coverage. Can you comment on that? The reason I say that is because if we're talking about a problem with food distribution, how can we go out there throwing it, whether it is genetically modified or it's not genetically modified? I see this as a problem.
So I'll help clarify that. So the food that folks are encouraged to bring are not fresh produce purchased from Safeway or from Whole Foods or wherever. We're encouraging folks to bring food that is not fit for human consumption, food that's possibly been rotted. It's basically rotten food, food that you can't eat. Because I really understand, and Reclaim the Commons understands, that it's not sensitive when, you know, you go and purchase food just to waste it. And so that's really not what we want to message. And I think it's easy to find food like that. You can go to dumpsters at various grocery stores and find lots of trashed food.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. A lot of that food does get reused and served at various times by various folks, too, that are making use of those dumpsters and the waste that's produced by our system right now.
I personally have gone dumpster diving myself and eaten out of dumpsters. And again, there's also food that's beyond human consumption as well. And it just shows kind of how we're such a wasteful society, and there are laws put in place that restaurants are not allowed to serve food that's over 20 minutes old due to health codes, or that food that gets thrown out cannot be served to people, that it has to be thrown in the garbage can. So it's really unfortunate that there are homeless people and people that can't eat, and there is food that is edible, and they have no access to that.
Have you been working with groups like the People's Food Co-op? I believe that's what they're called. Yeah, People's Grocery in Oakland.
We know the People's Grocery. I personally have not had the privilege of meeting those folks yet. I'm not sure whether they're involved with us or not. That question might be answered with the outreach team, and we can find that answer for you as well. There's also on our website, if we want to refer back to the website, we have an endorsers list, and that will show who's actually endorsed Reclaim the Commons as well. It's not comprehensive in the fact that it doesn't show people working with us, but it does show people that have endorsed us as well.
And that's at the top right of the website for folks that are on reclaimthecommons.net.
That's right.
How have the numbers been at the meetings up in the Bay Area? Would you say that this is gaining momentum, staying the same? Because we're just right around the corner from this mobilization.
I think that it is definitely gaining momentum. We had a press conference 2 weeks ago, and that was our first time we actually made the movement, the mobilization, public. And last night was our Spokes Council, and we had quite a few representatives at our Spokes Council. We probably had about 100 people, and those were folks that probably had quite a few affinity groups that they were representing as well. So it's looking pretty good so far.
What do you envision for this week of the mobilization? Where do you envision after the mobilization? I know these are kind of big, vague questions, but I don't really have any more specific ones.
That's fine. You know, Reclaim the Commons, it's not like we're going to shut down biotech next week and then the world is safe. So we're really looking at this as being a kickoff to the movement itself, where we're using biotech as the lens to investigate globalization and inequities around the world. So we're really showcasing the solutions to this unsustainable model that we've been living with for so long. And again, like just retouching on certain aspects, you know, doing permaculture teach-ins or having urban gardens, teaching folks about sustainability and community and ways that work versus these untested, dangerous methods that only, you know, that only benefit the select few that have the money and power. So that's what we're really focusing on, is that the possible is here now, and an alternative world is here now for us to really bring forth. So that's what we're really wanting to showcase. And after this mobilization, June 3rd through the 9th, it's just we're really gaining momentum, and we want to really bring as many people on board and just build this movement that's happening, and it's going to spread around the world, and we can just feel it. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. If you want to ask more questions in more detail, feel free.
Are we going to stick with the theme of reclaiming the commons after this mobilization? Or is the website going to stay up? Have we asked ourselves these questions yet?
The website will stay up. I know that we have been talking about, see, we're also going to have our welcome center for a few days after the mobilization ends. And so we may use the welcome center for starting to speak about what's going to happen at the Republican National Convention in September. So we already have our eyes set, you know, on the elections. So while the folks from around the country are here, we want to take advantage of that and possibly have a meeting about the RNC as well. So we definitely will have the website up for quite a while, and it will evolve and change.
I'm worried that focusing on the RNC after this demonstration here in the city is going to take away from so much of the local focus that we've placed on the Bay Area and greening up the Bay Area. Are there ways to prevent us all from focusing on the Bay Area and then focusing on the conventions in New York or Boston? Because it seems like we're just leaving our folks that can't make it to New York behind. Like, here we are, and now we're gone.
That's a good question. So how I see it is that we're not really scheming or trying to figure out any sort of game plan for the Republican National Convention. At this point, what we are thinking and looking at doing is that while we do have people from all around California and other parts of the country together in one place, that after the mobilization is over, we can connect and network with each other so that we have more of a strength in the future. And it really is a good point that how many things can we tie in? Are we going to spread ourselves too thin if we try to connect all the dots, and is there going to be too much complexity? And what we're doing for the 3rd to the 9th is really thorough and quite focused around biotech and racial justice and the globalization movement itself. So that's really what we're focusing on. And so as far as the RNC is concerned, that's just kind of a stepping stone if we want to look at it that way.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining me today. I'm going to go ahead and play some audio from the press conference so folks do have a better idea of what happened at that press conference and the messaging that's going to happen. Is there anything else that you would like to say, Christopher?
Yeah, I just want to give our website and phone number out one more time.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It is reclaimthecommons.net. Our phone number, which is toll-free, it's 877-806-2871. We also are looking for any sort of donations. If people can give $5 or $10 or $20, we're always looking for more donations so that we can spread the word and make this mobilization even that much better. And there is a secure way of donating on our website as well. So that's that, and I really appreciate your listeners tuning in and getting involved.
All right. We'll see you in the city.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.